over the road.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you usually park a car on a street?
Curb park.
If it's, you know, next to the curb, you call it curb
park. Curb park.
Okay. What are the outlets the fire hoses connect to? You know, you can't park next to them. You can't park in front of them.
Fire hydrants.
Okay. And what kind of parking is done at shopping centers?
Open the road.
Vertical, whatever, something like that. It's just kind of straight in. When you talk about parallel parking, that's more like you get on a street or something, it's double parked. You know, it's illegal. Something like that. Parallel.
Oh, parallel parking to you is illegal?
Yeah, that's the way they talk about it in the driver's book. Because it's like, you know, your curb,
mm-hmm.
and then you got a line of cars, and then somebody else parks over here. It's parallel parking.
Oh, because we call parallel parking just next to the curb. But you call parking next to the curb parking.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, that's it. Okay, where would you park downtown if you put it in there? You know, something,
well,
kind of building with several levels. What would you call that?
Parking garage.
Okay. What do you call the tallest and largest buildings in town?
Skyscraper.
Okay. And how about high rise? What would you call a high rise?
An apartment.
Street or something. Double park.
Just a building.
Well, would you call any building a high rise or just apartments a high rise?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess
you
could apply it to both.
Somebody else parks up here.
As long as it's a tall building.
Okay. What kind of passageways are there between and behind buildings?
Alleys.
Would you call it an alley if it was between homes as compared to maybe a big office building?
Well, they do have alleys between homes. It's, think of that more as more in the get down when you're getting more downtown area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about an area in the city where buildings been torn down and haven't been put up yet? What would you call the place in between buildings where they had torn down a building?
Vacant lot, I guess.
How about if it was in a neighborhood where children might play in it? Would you have a different name for that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
Water fountain.
What kind of car would you say has two bucket seats? No back seat.
Yeah. Horse car.
Okay. Do you know anything about the cars that had outside seats in the back?
Rumble seat.
Yeah. Do you know anything about those?
What do you mean?
Have you seen any around?
I've seen a few. They're not very common though.
Okay. How about a car that only has two doors? What would you call that?
Two door. Maybe you might call it a 10 to think of two doors more like sedans or something because it's the sometimes call them like Ford will make a two-door, and I'll make a four-door, and I'll call the two-door the GT or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.